Hello everyone, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm Rachel Third. I live with my husband here in Ruddington, and I'm part of the Ruddington Baptist Church family. And I suspect, like many of us, I've been thinking a lot about home during this time of lockdown. And my lovely mother, who is ever so thoughtful, posted me a card this week so that I would have an envelope with the NHS fundraising legend Captain Thomas More's 100th birthday commemorative Frank Mark on it. And the card she'd picked out for me struck me as perfect for our time. So the card features, on the front of it, an illustration of a single, cosy-looking home on a hill with a sort of warm glow around the house, smoke coming out of the chimney, and it looks safe and warm and welcoming. Underneath the house, there is a Bible verse from Psalm 28, Psalm 26, verses 8 to 10. It says, "God, I love living with you. Your house glows with your glory. God is a presence in the home, as alive for David, as a housemate or other living companion. If you say to someone, 'I love living with you,' we mean we love sharing the most intimate part of our lives, the place we call home. So God sees you padding around in your PJs and slippers at any time of day, in the times like these. He shares the daily mundane stuff with you, the chores and the cooking, the washing up or taking the bins out. You pass him on the stairs. You catch the sounds of each other's footsteps on creaky floorboards. Sometimes his music or his voice drifts into your day from another room. You're aware of his presence in your house when you wake and when you sleep. He shared that moment when you flopped in your favourite seat for a much-needed cup of tea. He acknowledges the frustrations when the Wi-Fi goes down again. And he tried to cope, help you cope, as the kids have what feels like the 100th argument of the day. On slower days, when you've got some time, he mulls over the state of the world with you and listens as you externally process your thoughts and feelings. He offers a word or two to light the way. He is very good at sitting in silence with you too, in a comfortable way that becomes natural when you live with someone. I enjoyed playing with the idea of God as a housemate in that way, and thinking about it sort of helped me feel a bit closer to him in his presence. But David's psalm actually goes further, and it says, "God, I love living with you. Your house glows with your glory." And David could have said, "God, I love living with you. My house glows with your glory." And it would still have made perfect sense. But he said, "Your house." And there's many levels of interpreting this. In the Bible, God's house sometimes describes God's much bigger, vast kingdom, either in heaven or on earth, or both. Or sometimes God's house refers to the church. But I think here we can interpret this as David more literally and more simply, saying that the place that the world would consider his own house, his home, the place where he lives, is actually God's house. It's under God's ownership, God's protection. God's not just a resident or a housemate, but he's the proprietor, the landlord, if you like. At the office where I work, we have a database of contacts and their addresses, and a very antiquated tick box on the database is where you have to tick one person to be head of the household. Now, this means that this is the person with the most authority, the biggest influencer of decisions, and often the provider. And what David is saying here is that God is ticked as head of the household in his home. And as a result, the house glows with God's glory. Glory is a bit of a churchy word, and sometimes with words like that, which we don't use every day, I try to understand it better by finding a synonym or another word that means the same or a very similar thing. And I tried that with this passage. God, I love living with you. Your house glows with your magnificence. God, I love living with you. Your house glows with your wonder. To glory in something also means to take delight in it, to take great pleasure in it. So you could also say, God, I love living with you, and I delight in the glow of your house. You can try this at home too, taking Psalm 26, verses 8 to 10, and using it as a starting point to write or speak your own praises to God, recognizing him as your living companion and the head of your household. This week I encourage you then to do two things. Firstly, to remember God as your housemate and practice living with him. Choose to spend some time together, even over the washing up, just noticing his presence, noticing something about creation, look out the window, find something that inspires you, say a prayer of gratitude, or a prayer to ask for help if you need it. It doesn't have to be anything big or fancy, because God is just around. That's the nicest thing about living with someone, sharing the little things. It's not going on a big holiday or out for a fancy meal or anything like that. That's not that sort of friendship. It's doing the washing up. And secondly, I encourage you also to recognise your home as being God's house. It doesn't matter if it's a complete tip and will never look like the homes in the magazines, or if your sock drawer is immaculate, or if there's a gourmet feast on the table. Just those things don't matter. You'll know God's glory glowing through his house. And I'd suggest it would probably look like what the Bible describes as the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We have been exploring these fruits of the Holy Spirit, of God's presence, in our Sunday services on YouTube during this lockdown period, and I would encourage you to dig deep into these teachings. I'll leave you with a thought from Psalm 84, verse 10. This is from the Message version of the Bible. It says, "One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches."